Excuse me, marketing expert. You forgot to fill in the last question. Maybe you repeat that.
One question.
Chimney.
Submit.
All set?
Good. Okay. Let's see what we can find here. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did of the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them, review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with his presentation.
First.
You can go first. Okay.
Shall I go first with the user?
Is there an order?
Everybody already has his presentation. You can adjust it.
Okay. And one question, your name Danny, is it called
AE.
Okay. I want to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. It basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the on a little print plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those the plastic of a rubber button, sense that a connection has been made, and knows what button you press, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is?
Yeah.
Okay. And that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. And that's basically how it works. The findings that I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips, and the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little animation about how remote controller works.
Animation.
What the hell?
There is something funny.
is that?
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the Guinness Mark book.
Okay. Well, subcomponent, I suppose that you understand what a subcomponent is. For in this example, it's the button. When it is pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic. Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. Okay. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something, or just it's very light to make to use it. I personally prefer that come available in various colors and easy to use buttons, but I suppose that the one of the other team members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay, well, that's my contribution to this meeting. And
okay,
to
thank you.
This meeting.
Well, my name is Frank Jong, and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, how you what you described just a minute. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, adjust volume, that kind of thing, play video text, but also play CD if you use it, or CD player, the remote control, that one. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they're very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need and a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user-friendly, it's big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy it. A lot of buttons they may think from, I don't need as much of that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need, that you could use. But keep in mind the new function of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few and isn't really necessary. And then I would make so that you can could use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does with the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop and that's it. But you could reuse the buttons, so you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much. And that's just my presentation.
Okay,
okay, so we're going to discuss the functional requirements
off the remote, then that means that functions user want to have on the remote control, or just the method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot more. Are the younger people going to buy the remote control or the elderly people? And at that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 45 years are more interested in few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Findings. 50% of the users lose their remote often. So we don't have to make very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose it that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users said a lot. So the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons, which one you're going to use. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with the personal reference, but okay. Remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. Volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that label should be scratched off or could be off the slits. So if that's the problem, you also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like our colleague said, have to be minimalized, or should be covered, or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to comment that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because you can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set through the channels. And that is it.
Well, thank you all. Huh? I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No. Well, and then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them, so you can all read them. Oh, well, not in this presentation. Should be in there. Well, I can tell you them from my laptop.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course it can make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. The new product should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. We talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So keep that in mind. According to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only one
appliance,
and one,
say
only the TV?
Yeah, only
be
used
and
for television.
And the video also?
Well, it says
only
for television.
Yeah, alright. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. So yeah, but you need to have requirements, no? Functions.
And then it should have on, off?
Yeah, standby, it seems standby, yeah, volume channel, 1.0 numbers on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
No.
No. Other functions.
Yeah.
I think
where you can change from one number to two
numbers. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's easy to implement a button with a which especially do that because some TVs, if you press the one and then the two,
makes
it
makes 12.
Then 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's not relaxed.
And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible and that you need to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12. But all the television makes use of those button where you first press that button and then press 2 digits to
skip.
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now we have customers 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have 16 to 25 age are 81% interested in LCD screen. From 26 to 35, 66%, and 26 to 45, 55%. So I think to because on most remote controls print plate will be broken in how much? 2 years. You have to press very hard to go to the next level with LED screen. It's easy because you only have to wipe the screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah.
But
I think that collides with our mission to make it very cheap. Because LCD screens are very expensive.
Yeah,
touch screen probably even more.
True.
Is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like the LCD screen because and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interesting features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but moving up exceed our production
cost.
Yeah,
you don't know how much it costs.
Is it possible to find out?
Yeah. I don't have any costs. I only have percentages.
And if you do an LCD screen, you have done, don't you have any buttons? Because if you only interact at the TV, then you only have. I don't know what you want.
An LCD screen just like a drawing. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use button such as channel and volume, it just displays 4 buttons on the screen and it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
Yeah. So you can adjust which buttons you want on the
screen. For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touch screen, you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah.
So the other buttons are gone.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most
my
and hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
Well, we had 1250, I guess.
Yeah. 1250.
Yeah. I don't know how expensive. Any guesses?
Well, I suppose if the markets are if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them. And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those.
You also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, also on the older.
Yeah,
and will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32% and 56 to 65, 12%. But
so
our project requirements are the new products to be reached for new markets with customers that are younger than 40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not. Our,
so if they also buy.
Yeah, but the market share for 40 years ago were higher than 65 in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you are the marketing.
Okay,
yeah, 75% of users find it ugly.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
80%
a problem.
Of users would spend more money with a better remote, would look fancy. They don't look fancy when they're
less fancy when they're
less
fancy.
Yeah, but they don't like it. They think it's ugly. When it has an
Yeah, it's just the player remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, alright.
So
yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new. That's why I like it.
Yeah. Then you have other thing that 75% settle off. But that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off the ones in front to get all the fingerprints off.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
The most important things on the remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage, and the teletext, but that is not on the question. Other things
are. Should you put a button of teletext on when people want to use it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
Yeah.
There's
also less important things are screen settings, audio settings, channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important. I think they should be there.
Yeah, should be there, but not.
But in the
press
menu.
Yeah.
I think it's also important to make possible to to not use batteries and use battery batteries to so you can mount the remote control to
you should think of it 1250.
Yeah, but
we
don't.
Okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be very soon.
Power supply is one of the most important things.
Perhaps you should then to switch the control off. If you have an LCD screen, you have to run it off.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't. That's your extra, that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
Yeah, I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people would like it. That you have to do it out first, and then use it.
Yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down, the remote shuts down.
Yeah,
and you get standby mode when you don't use it.
Yeah, automatically.
Yeah,
that's
a
chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah. Sure. That's before an hour. They have plenty of time to recharge it. Put it in a charger.
So we are going for a battery charge.
Yeah.
Sounds
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping,
and you have to put in a retarder.
No, when you're done with
Watching the show, you need to put batteries go hours, 6 hours, 5 hours.
Sure.
You also forget
Yeah, then
you start it on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so.
Or have to be sure that the battery's lost a couple of days when it returns.
Yeah. So I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, but Jet also needs to.
Yeah, that's.
High power usage, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done watching television. It's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because you are obliged to put it in the charger and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you also have to somewhere where you can put it in charger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to
Just a small device.
Yeah, I think everything has to be
like the telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just a cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I have something used also. Board share speech recognition.
Partial designs for the elderly could make it possible to enlarge the screen. To make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that this would step.
Yeah, but it is one of the functions you have to specify. Because we can detect perhaps 40 buttons on the screen, but the elderly only look at 2 buttons.
Okay.
Is it something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it's a
speech recognition.
It's also 91%, 60 to 25 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I
Yeah. Let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top of the television.
Yeah, or something.
Turn
the
volume off. That's not it.
Maybe
they
say the wrong thing.
Well, it has to be remote control, right?
Yeah, I'll be good.
But they want to talk into the remote control or something?
Why
not?
We need to pay more for speech recognition in the remote control. So everything is
So do we want to implement that?
I think we will also be screwed. Should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages.
Yeah, it says more.
Perhaps the option should be,
of course, even higher.
Warner?
Well, maybe because of the cost, because nobody knows how
Let's
much.
Hope,
I think it's better to have LLCs because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 3% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD speaker and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it at LCD speaker.
Would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one of
the costs
allowed.
Yeah.
If it could be built.
Yeah. But how would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then
certain systems already exist, I think.
Then you also to different languages and you go international, you know.
It should be a combination of some software.
Also, LCD screen. Because then I think it's Chinese has different written, volumes with different written than some English or something.
And you can use icons for the speaker. But that's better than language for the.
So, what to say international?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if it could be done,
yeah.
Well, it should be done. Yeah, it could be done. Should be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then with different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay,
you already use
several
voice operating systems, and they are all possible to.
Like
And she thinks it's good just
every language of dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
And you have to speak that so that
you
can understand.
I think it can be implemented, but
because you use that as an option,
yes,
because
an
you have
option, yes.
Money debt or something.
Yeah.
Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0, from 0 to 9, a digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, a mute button, a separate menu for 10 text, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
and the possibility to enlarge buttons or kind of large buttons.
Yes. With the table text, it wasn't that important.
No.
And you also now have colors. I don't know if you should anything like that.
Colors?
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102 and then you press the. I don't know if you should do anything like that. Because it says that the
shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts.
So we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as submenus.
Yeah.
Maybe if you turn remote control on, you have to, see 1-0 channel or volume. And if you want to use clear text screen or audio, then you can express it.
Yeah.
It should be available, but not
directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so not too much that it supports, but it's separate menu.
So actually it is there, but,
yeah, but
it's not very there.
Yeah.
So there's a confusing
service.
It has to be easy to use.
A search, if you want to use the teletext, you can push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Yeah.
Design of it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or
no.
Technical functions.
I guess we've got them.
The zoom buttons.
Wide
screen, high screen, different.
Oh, that you can put them on
different.
But that should also be so.
Yeah, it should be available, but then in separate screen settings or something.
Yeah. So we should also implement screen settings?
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have, channel settings.
Yeah. So,
those four, and of course the main.
Yeah. So first see the main, and the other ones you can go to.
Like tap screens or something, or, you know.
On what kind of television you got. Because if you don't got a widescreen television, you don't need to use
the screen
settings.
You don't use it.
And if the television does not support such operations,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to use it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd be fit.
Yeah.
Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors? Or
Yeah.
Colors, I think the main color of the control
is
the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one
device
itself.
Yeah, 100%,
80%. We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of pink.
Perhaps you can make it just for front. Like if it's under
just
front.
For front, yeah.
Okay.
But
I think that.
Make it available in different colors.
Sure.
Red, white, blue, black.
Let's see,
red.
Is your version Samsung's version? press a button to turn the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, live well.
5 minutes.
Take a look for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings. What else?
Channel settings?
Perhaps you should you throw them on in one file. So options and then you set them.
Yeah.
Otherwise you have
possible?
All those teletext not.
Or like
the
menu buttons press
also a separate menu.
Yeah,
yeah,
or
but
like menu button plus menu main of main usage in all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But we can work that out
yeah.
later. Okay. So we're having a general menu with the most functions. Teletext, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings. And maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons. What else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on the lock screen. I
think
the
buttons.
Yeah, but well, like we have only have the channel button, volume button, those buttons.
It's
yeah.
also
NGSD,
right?
Yeah.
We don't have any normal buttons.
No, the normal ones. Yeah. Maybe only the on and off.
But we don't need the special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set the HDTV now.
Yeah, sure. Of course, you need the settings button or settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But isn't I need to use what you said, normal on and off button for TV?
No, no, no. Discuss that you can charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV.
Yeah, the TV, of course. But that's the. I think that's the best thing is that you implement that one in the menu with the volume.
But not as normal as in
yeah.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? That's the
how
do
you just
remote.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
and then the television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just
the
remote. The television doesn't have to be on. Then we can
yeah,
press
should
on
be on standby.
Yeah,
no,
standby, then press on the remote, press on, and then the TV should be
printable.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's handy to have a normal on button. And just remember for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise, you.
A normal button
yeah.
on the remote control
yeah,
or normal?
To turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would it be handy to
Well, I guess I think the LCD screen because it's so carefully on, but when and then it goes on. But if you have normal on the remote,
then
you can
go
on, and then you
search
the channel.
Yeah, but I think the remote, if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
Mm.
I think it looks a lot more fancy.
Yeah,
because,
I think
don't have any buttons on.
So actually, we're going to create a buttonless, no buttons at all. Okay, well, that might be a unique selling point, huh? Remote. Okay, well, I guess we'll have to postpone for the discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break, and then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes if I can create them like this, and put them in the project documents folder. And here are the individual actions for the. For the other roles, and of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach. Luckily, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much for now, and
lunch.
Have a nice lunch. Huh?
Yeah.